Coach, can you believe we're into the month of October? You're staring RPAC tournament right around the corner. You got your pink night coming up here pretty soon. The season's just flying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just crazy. I have a list of a poster with all of the schedules and stuff at school, and I was crossing them off, and I'm like, I can't believe, look at everybody's past their halfway mark. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy that we're in October already.
You have been busy with just coming off, of course, back-to-back Saturday tournaments, McCook Invite and Sutherland. You're coming back with some triangulars here as of late. You've got a big one on Tuesday at your place with Chase County and St. Pat's, and you're not playing cupcakes. Every night you're playing some quality teams, aren't you?
Yeah, I've had a chance to watch Chase County. They're super athletic all the way around, block really well, so, you know, it's not going to be an easy game for us. I didn't get a chance to watch North Platte St. Pat's. I have some film on them now, so be doing that this weekend. But, you know, always tradition up there. They've always had good volleyball, so it's not going to be easy this week.
Yeah, one good thing I think you've mentioned before in our chats is a lot of home matches. This is that one year where you've got, I would say, 70% of your matches have been home this year.
Yeah, when we built our new school, that season we had to schedule that we didn't have any games because we didn't have a gym. Well, we had a gym, but it really wasn't fit for us to play in for, you know, actual games. So we had to schedule all of our games away. So that kind of shifts everything to every once in a while we get a year where we have a whole bunch of home games. So that's this year. Last year we were on the road quite a bit. If we hadn't hosted some tournaments, we wouldn't have had many home games. So yeah, we got lucky this year. We've got a lot of home games.
You went to Alma the other day for a triangular, I know, and the second match was your second meeting with Overton. I know this second time around you're pleased with this meeting with Overton than the first meeting, weren't you?
Yeah, it was much better than the Sutherland tournament. I think this first set score was 25-7. We did not play well. I don't know if we were a little bit of starstruck or what, but this past Thursday we played much better, 25-20, 25-21. So we were right there, you know, just learning about making adjustments throughout the game and those types of things. And I still have, you know, three sophomores on the floor that are still trying to figure things out a little bit. So, you know, they're doing a good job, and we just need to improve each game.
And you've had some exciting moments in the back-to-back invites, McCook Invite Championship match, and you made championship really in both weekends.
Yeah, we've made championship games in both of those tournaments. So, you know, that's what we want to do. And, of course, in the Cambridge tournament, we ended up winning. So, you know, we've had a good season so far, and we just need to keep going.
Yep, you'll have the try on Tuesday. Come back, Medicine Valley. It's your place on Thursday. Is this the final week for seeding for conference?
I think so. I think, well, I'm not sure. I don't want to say, you know, but I think it is. That's why I've talked to the girls about this past triangular, and then this upcoming week is very important because our conference goes by wins, our record, not by PowerPoints. So, you know, it's very important for us to keep on the winning side so that we're able to host some of our conference games.
Yeah, right now that east side, it's kind of you and Cambridge, I think, when it looks at the wins, kind of neck and neck, I think, right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, kind of back and forth. And, I mean, you know, anything can happen in any given night. So, you know, you just have to go out and take care of things so that, you know, you're able to host.
And the RPAC tournament's a little bit different this year. It goes 3 days.
This yeah, first we year? Had it. No.
Who was the last year, the first one?
I don't know if it was last year or the year before. But, yeah, we've gone to 3 days because it was really hard. We play best of five, and so we were playing two games in one night, best of five, and we got caught in that one year. We played for 3 hours straight with no rest.
Yeah.
I mean, we set every timeout until the buzzer rang. we set in between every set until the buzzer rang just to get rest because we played for so long. So to even that up, we decided to try and get it to 3 days.
Yep, and that just gives everybody a break. And I wonder how many other, I don't know if you know this or not, but other conference, like Fort Kearney, I wonder if Southwest Conference, do they do best of five too?
I don't know if any other conferences. We just, as coaches decided that it would be good for us, beneficial for us to do that because we're coming up on sub-districts and state stuff. So, and that's all played best of five. So, you know, you go most of your season not playing necessarily best of five because you're playing a lot of triangulars and those types of things or tournaments, and you only play best of three in those. So, you know, you're not making yourselves ready for that best of five. And it's grueling if you have to go five sets. It's you get fatigued a lot. So, we feel it's beneficial that as a conference that we should go to that.
Well, it's going to be a very challenging night at your place on Tuesday. I think it's St. Pat's and you on the first, Chase County, St. Pat's the middle game, and then Chase County and you on the nightcap. So all three matches should be really competitive.
Yep, it'll be very competitive, both teams. Always good tradition with volleyball. It's our homecoming week, so you know, hopefully our focus is on volleyball and we take care of business.
Dick Pink, talk about that a little. It's always a special night of volleyball, isn't it?
Yep, we have our Dick Pink night. It's going to be the following week with Cambridge and Hitchcock County, and we always try to raise money for the Side Out Foundation and bring breast cancer awareness.
Yep, and get a lot of folks that donate to the cause. And that, are you still planning, like, there in the commons area of building that little tree with all names, stuff like that, again this year?
Yep, we have a memorial or a survivor wall, so you can purchase a volleyball that has their name on it, and we put it up on the wall. And it's not just breast cancer; we do all cancers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's whoever, if you would like to donate, we can get you one put up on the wall.
Is that time here and gone as far as registration for that, or is there still time?
The only thing that you can't do is order a shirt. And actually, I have some extras, so if you're in need of one in a Dick Pink shirt, you can let me know and I can get you a shirt. We also have a little couple of raffles. We're going to have a raffle on the Mid-Valley game.
Okay.
And then they're also going to do a pie in the face, so you can donate, and then one of the coaches is going to end up getting pied in the face.
Sure, okay.
So, to raise a little bit more money for our cause.
All right, so I got a couple of special things. I know Coach Arterburn was here earlier. Of course, football coaches never like homecoming and everything, but, you know, it's all part of high school, isn't it?
Yep, it's part of it. Everybody, I think pretty much everybody goes through it. Everybody has their homecoming week, and this is our week. So we're hoping that our focus is still there and everybody plays well this week.